Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the gymnasium here at Lowell High School. I'm John Bieneman, joined by Jack Evelyn for tonight's RCA matchup between the Red Arrows and the visiting Allendale Falcons. So, Jack, both teams come in here kind of tied atop the conference, both undefeated. Red Arrows looking to break away and take that lead in the RCA tonight.
Yeah, whoever wins this game tonight is going to be the number one seed, and that really adds value when you get to that tournament, because you then play the fourth seed usually in the semifinals, and that usually is an easier path to get to the finals. So it should be a great game tonight. I know both squads are excited and ready to go.
Red Arrows come in tonight 17-6-1, and the Allendale comes in 15-6. If you look at that Red Arrow schedule, we talked about it, I know, at the last broadcast. We were heading into some pretty tough stretch there. Big tournament over the weekend. The Red Arrows traveled over to Marion, took on some tough competition. So looking at that Red Arrows there, the only losses have come to Grand Rapids Christian, currently the number 2 seed in Division 2. Utica Eisenhower is the number 6 seed in Division 1, ranked 6th. South Lyon East is the number 7 seed, or number 7 rank. New North Branch is the 5th ranked team in Division 2. Mercy and Marion, those are number 3 and 4 in Division 1. So losses have all come to really tough teams, which is kind of traditional with the Red Arrow schedule. Red Arrows play a really tough schedule, so you're expected to see a bunch of those teams throughout the season preparing for the offseason. So,
when you play great competition, you get stronger as a squad, you get more tight as a squad, you practice harder to get to where you want to get. So when you get to the most important thing, in my opinion, the league play, the league championship, that you'll remember for the rest of your life, how exciting that can be. So that's awesome.
So as we get ready here for the announcement of tonight's players, we're going to step aside for the announcement of the players for both sides and the playing of the national anthem, and we'll rejoin at the conclusion.
Competition through Educational Athletics, as proud members of the MHSAA, we remind everyone to respect officials, players, coaches, and fellow fans. Cheer loudly, cheer for your team, and enjoy tonight's match. It is middle school night here at Lowell High School. We are welcoming our volleyball players from Lowell Middle School and their coaches. We have 4 teams at Lowell Middle School. 7th grade red team, coached by Coach Gina Kratz. 7th grade white team, and Coach Paige Wilberton. The 8th grade red team and Coach Skyler Bump. And our 8th grade white team with Coach Lexi Berry. The future of Lowell volleyball, let's give them all a hand. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's event is a privilege made possible by those who have served and continue to serve our country. We are grateful for the veterans in attendance and for their role in our community. Civilians, please remove your hats. Active and retired military are invited to render the appropriate salute, and to all others, please stand with your hand over your heart as we honor our country with the playing of our national anthem.
Oh,
Let's meet tonight's teams. First, the Allendale Falcons. Number 2, Avery Rose. Number 3, Kylie Rose. Number 4, Tessa Sparks. Number 5, Olivia Van Reed. Number 6, Tessa Gunter. Number 7, Keelan Paquette. Number 8, Kenzie Hessel. Number 9, Grace Pratt. Number 10, Sophia Van Heisen. Number 12, Marky Marsman. Number 13, Anna Vlietstra. And number 15, Bailey Skoma. Head coach, Katie Price, and assistant coach, Riley Ketchum. And now for your Lowell Red Arrows. Number 1, Kendall Smucker. Number 2, Natalie Cornell. Number 3, Annalise Clark. Number 4, Harper Shading. Number 5, Lily Evelyn. Number 6, Delaney Lowe. Number 7, Emily Cushion. Number 8, Ellery Biedemann. Number 9, Riley Barriger. Number 10, Lainey Biedemann. Number 11, Allison Smith. Number 12, Liv Vandenwerf. And number 13, Lily Dyer. Red Arrows are head coached by Jordan Drake, assistant coaches Michelle Lurie, Cam Rowland, and Jenna Reitzma. Let's play some volleyball.
All right, welcome back here. Announcement of today's players. We get ready for action here. Fun night in the gym. We've got middle school night, so both teams recognized here come out. A couple familiar faces, or at least a familiar face out there for you, Jack.
Yeah, my granddaughter, not my youngest one, but a great-granddaughter, and a good daughter. A good granddaughter,
there you go.
Granddaughter. Yeah, there must have, I counted about 42 girls out there lined up ready to keep this Lowell volleyball train and moving. So some awesome volleyball players coming up. A couple of them in eighth grade are All-Americans in the national championship game tournament in Orlando. So they're pretty excited to add value to the great Lowell volleyball team.
Always fun to see the middle school kids. A lot of energy with the middle school group. You got a lot of parents here coming to check it out. So as we get ready for tonight's first set, again, matchup here between the Red Arrows and the Allendale Falcons, the two undefeated teams in the RCA Conference. The Red Arrows look like they're going to get serve here to start the match. Falcons will be back in serve receive. Looks like Kenzie Hessel, number 8, will be the libero for the Falcons. Number 6, Tessa Gunter. And number 12, Marky Marsman, back in serve receive. Vlietstra, the talented freshman setter for Allendale, up at the net. Serve by Riley, an ace. The Red Arrows off to the 1-0 lead early.
Great start, great serve. She saw where the open hole was, and she hit it.
Went right after Gunter there. Libero in the middle. Riley Berger serving the senior. Serve is up, right back to Gunter. She gets up to the front, up to the setter. Roll shot over. Cornell, right up to Berger. Ellery Biedemann, big swing, and goes off and inbounds for a 2-0 lead.
Great shot, great set, great pass. Just how you like to see it.
Red Arrows jump out 2-0 here. Riley continuing to serve. So got balls up. Little floater up there, up to the setter. Going to the outside, up and off the antenna, off the swing there of Marsman. Red Arrows lead 3-0.
Those three points, Riley is serving really, really tough, and that pass to the center is a little off. Allendale, I'm sure, will get together.
Gunter up to the setter there. She's going to backset Vlietstra. Vlietstra's going to set over to the corner. Berger steps in to take it. Clark sets to the outside. 10-foot line swing by Lily Dyer into the net. Side out towards the Falcons. Lily Dyer stepping in over the weekend. First varsity action of the year over the weekend, filling in for Emily Cushion, who has got an injury there, is healing up from that. So serve there by number 10, Van Heisen. Out of bounds, sends it long. Red Arrows take the ball, side out. Lily Evelyn will check in to serve. Lily, the sophomore. Defensive specialist for the Red Arrows. Ball's up. Goes after the libero. Hessel. Leadstra roll shot in the back corner. Clark steps in to take it. Up to Berger. Berger's going to set the outside. Pushes it way out to Shadig. And off the block. Tools it. She gets the kill. 5-1.
Love how high Harper gets up, and it gives a great target for Riley to set. And that was a thing of beauty.
Lily Evelyn back to serve again. Red Arrows lead 5-1. Just into the net. So that will go back to the Falcons. Vlietstra will step back to serve. Again, the freshman Vlietstra. I expect to take over the setting duties as she's in the back row now. We'll see here how they run it. Jump serve. Evelyn up. Clark steps up to take it. She's going to bump set up to Shadig. Shadig goes cross court. Up to Vlietstra. Vlietstra sets to Mark Marsman, who gets the kill. 5-3 now for the Falcons. Marsman on the kill there, the all-conference athlete for Allendale last year. Vlietstra's serve is up. Clark passes up to Berger, 10-foot line. She's going to set up Shadig. Shadig, big swing off the block, taken by Marsman. Up to Vlietstra, back to Marsman. She's going to throw it over. Berger steps in to take it. Beanman on the swing, off the block. Dug there by the Falcons. Clark up to Berger. She's going to set the middle. Ellery Beanman, big swing. Vlietstra able to pick it up again. Free ball over by the Falcons. Clark steps in to take it. Berger dumps it over. Taken by Gunter. Excuse me. Taken by Hessel.
What a great rally. Back and forth. Allendale had some really great defensive responses, and the Falcons were up to the test also. The Red Arrows, excuse me, were up to the test also.
Annalise Clark back to serve. Another talented senior for the Red Arrows. Pass up to Vlietstra. She's going to have to bump set the outside. Roll shot by Sparks. Berger up to Delaney Lowe. Off the block in the middle and out of bounds. Red Arrows get the point.
Great communication out there between the DS, Lily Eveland, and Annalise, the Libro. And that was great. There's no colliding or anything like that. That was awesome.
Annalise to serve it. Clark, a little short. Falcons have to scramble to get it. Accidentally over there by the Red Arrows on one. Back set to Laney Beanman. Beanman swing.
Oh.
Gets the kill.
It's good to own that line. That was a great kill by Laney. Just smoked it down the line. Not a chance for Allendale to put a paw on it.
Couple good swings by Laney here to start the really across the board. Everybody's had pretty good swings here for the Red Arrows. So Clark to serve again. This time goes at the corner, near side to the corner. Vlietstra is going to set. Marsman's going to push it over. Berger steps in to take it. Clark steps in, set it up to Laney. Laney swings, tools the block there, falls on the the Allendale side. Another kill for Laney.
That senior leadership come through with Riley, the setter, taking the first pass. Great set by Annalise and a kill by Laney. That was great, again, communication.
Talk about those two seniors here. Talented group. You look across the record boards, maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk about that, but really a great job through their careers here for the Red Arrows. Hessel up to Vlietstra. Vlietstra's going to jump set it. Swing there. Gets the block, and Lowe's able to take it off the first bounce. Shadig swing, sends it long. 9-4.
That was a great idea, sending it long like that. Just a little too long, but no one was back there guarding that back line. Good idea.
Marsman to serve it. Into the net. The junior, Marky Marsman. Laney Beaneman steps back to serve. We've got Laney, Annalise, and Lily Evelyn in the back row here. She sends it long, sends it right back to the Falcons.
Laney's been lifting some weights. That almost hit the back wall there.
Sent that one long, got under it a little bit. So we've got Delaney Lowe, Allison Smith, and Harper Shadig in the front row for the Arrows. So Evelyn, Clark steps in, takes second ball. Swing by Shadig. Blocked there, but Lowe's right there to send it back over. Hessel runs it down for Allendale. Free ball over by the Falcons. Clark up to Laney Beanman. She's going to set the middle. Delaney Lowe swing. And off of Marsman's arms. Gets the kill. 11-5.
when Delaney and Harper get up to hit a ball, it looks like they're just floating for about a half second longer than the other team. It's just something to behold.
Harper will step back to serve. Goes at, gets the ace on Marsman.
Took a little something off that serve, and it landed right where the Allendale player couldn't get to it.
Certainly seen a lot of success here early on with the short serve. Send it in, trying to drop it in front of Allendale. Shadig serves again. This time goes a little stronger. Hassel has a hard time getting it up to Vleetstra. Swing there by number 4, Sparks, into the net. Red Arrows jump out 13-5 here in set number 1. Good mix right now on the court of seniors and some juniors and a couple of sophomores. Another ace on Marsman there. Harper gets the ace, 14-5, and Allendale's going to go ahead and take a timeout.
Some great energy, a lot of smiles on the Lowell side. They're playing a really great team-oriented game of volleyball. Just a great thing to see.
Played pretty clean overall here. Well, we got a second quick thanks to some of our sponsors, Lowell Radio sponsors, Alpha Care Center, the Flat River Electric, Chimera Design, Riverside Dentistry, Aquarius Lawn Sprinkling, and Lowell Charter Township. We'll get to some more of those in a little bit, but we thank those folks who make this broadcast and so many other broadcasts here from Lowell Radio possible over the last 20 years. So we appreciate those folks. Jack, it's a full house here today. Look at it. Got a good crowd here.
Right.
That middle school night has really brought the fans out. Allendale traveled well, too, actually. Kudos to them. So Shadig to serve. Goes back at Marsman. Has a hard time getting him, but Vleetstra's going to bump set. Sparks swings off the tape of the net. Allison Smith steps in to take it. Lily Dyer swings. Goes cross court. Hessel up to Vleetstra. She's going to send it back outside to Shloma. Laney Biedemann sends it to Lily Dyer. Off the block. Great dig by Marsman. Shloma again swing off the block. Great dig by Harper Shadig. Back set by Bieneman. Al Smith with a swing. Marsman up. Ugly second ball there. A lot of spin on that one, but back over to the Red Arrows. Low, big swing. Gets the kill on a long rally.
That might be the most for sure thing in the gym. Middle set to Delaney Low, and she just puts it down, it seems like, every single time.
Great rally back and forth there. So Shadig back to serve again. Vleetstra up. Oh, the tip over by the left. Laney Bieneman steps in to take it. Clarkson hand set it up there. Smith swing. Dug by Vleetstra. Big swing by Marsman. This time Falcons get the kill.
Back row attack. That was the first time they used it, and it was very, very effective. Good job, Allendale.
So after 5 serves in a row, it'll head back over to the Allendale side as number 7, Keelan Paquette, steps in to serve. Paquette, the senior. She sends it over. Natalie Cornell right up to Delaney. Delaney low, big swing off the block. Marsman takes the second or that first ball. Set there off the block and in. So that will fall back on the Allendale side. Point to the Red Arrows. 16-6.
Once again, great energy on Lowell side. A lot of high-fiving, a lot of smiles. It's good to see.
Kendall Schmucker, freshman, will check in to serve. Serves it over. Swing there by Falcons. Number 10 on that one. Sophie Van Huysen, the junior, gets the kill there.
Sort of a miss hit and just landed peacefully on the ground right behind the front row, but it was effective and they got the point.
Serve there by the Falcons up to Laney Bieneman. She's going to set Lily Dyer on the near side. Gets the kill right in front of Paquette. 17-7.
This is actually the first time I've seen Lily play. Tell me a little bit about her history.
So, yeah, Lily's had a talented sophomore. Been really doing a fantastic job on the JV level all year. And obviously with Emily out, she was joined us over the weekend and did an outstanding job swinging for the Red Arrows. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Swing there by the Falcons, number 12, Marsman. She gets the kill off the block, 17-8. Number 10 steps back, Van Huysen to serve. Cornell up to Berger. Berger's going to set Dyer. Dyer swings, goes cross court, played there by Falcons.
Yeah.
Goes over on one, and Dyer's right there to send it back to get the kill. 18-8.
So we have a Lily for a Lily.
Lily Dyer goes out. Lily Evelyn comes in. Natalie Cornell checks out. I believe Harper Shadig checked back in. So Evelyn to serve. Goes right at Marsman. Back to Marsman. Swing off of Riley's outstretched arms. 18-9.
A lot of power on that last hit.
When the Falcons have been, when Allendale's been in system, they've been able to put together a couple of good swings here. So Vlietstra again, the freshman steps back. Serves it. And off the arms of Lily Evelyn, that'll go out of bounds. And it will be 18-10. Vlietstra does a little bit of a running off of one leg
right.
Jump serve, a little different format from what you see a lot of kids, but Clark steps in to take the second ball. Shady goes off the court and sticks it perfectly between the ropes and the antenna and goes ahead and has a little smile and pulls the back out. So
that was a really difficult shot. Not many people could do that.
That's the dude perfect of volleyball. Is that what
there
that's
you go, there
dude
you
perfect
go.
Shots
there?
There
you go. There you go.
So Vlietstra serves again. Clark up to Berger. Berger's going to set Shady. Shady, big swing off the block. Vlietstra up to Hessel. Hessel's going to bump set it. Dump over there. Biedemann's going to have to set it over. Right over to Vlietstra. Swing there off the block and falls in. Does the swing of Tessa Sparks for Allendale. 18-12. Red Arrows lead by six. Vlietstra putting together a little bit of a run here. I believe her fourth serve here in a row. Serves. Tough serve. Goes right at Lily. Berger. Up to Shadig. Shadig, big swing, goes cross court. Played. Vlietstra's going to back set it. Sparks over. Berger to Ellery Beaneman in the middle, off the block, but Lily Evelyn right there to play it. Berger's going to set it, 10-foot line. Shadig over on one hand there, tips it. Scramble on the Falcon side. Berger able to play it to Clark. Clark's going to bump set. Laney Beaneman on the right side, goes cross court, gets the kill.
Both teams were so awesome on that. Great defense after great defense going back and forth, and Laney finally said enough is enough and put it away.
We've had some great scrambles back and forth, I think, on both sides. I mean, both sides have done a great job of keeping that ball up. So 19-12 here in set number one. Annalise Clark back to serve. Falcons pass up to Vlietstra. Vlietstra back set to Marsman. She gets the kill. Smart play by Vlietstra there. Changes it up a little bit. Finds her all-conference player from last year. 19-13.
Hit it right into double block. Our players, the low players were there, just not enough penetration.
Marsman misses the serve. So that'll give the Red Arrows 20. 20-13 here. If you've ever been to a Red Arrow match, you'll often hear the Annalise Clark calling out, you know, first to 15, first to 20. She's always talking about the first. So you get to 20 here,
there
you Red Arrows. Biedemann serves it. Falcons really struggle to handle that one. They're going to have to free ball it over. Clark up to Biedemann to low. Low off the block. Back to the Red Arrow side. Clark steps in to take it. Biedemann's going to back set. Al Smith. And just unable to get that one. Into the net there. 20-14.
Laney, the setter, didn't have to move her feet. Those passes from Annalise were just awesome right on target. That was great on her part.
Serve from Allendale up to Biedemann. Shady, big swing, goes off a couple of Falcon hands and out of bounds, gets the kill.
Really hard to block a volleyball when you don't know where it's going. Great setting by Laney.
Shady steps back to serve. Goes at a little miscommunication from the Falcons there. Unable to handle it cleanly. Marsman kind of stepped out of the way at the last minute. Didn't really leave Hessel much of a chance. 22-14. Shadig serves it. Hessel. Vlietstra's going to get it up about 15 feet off the net. Beautiful bump set up to Marsman. Up to Shloma. Biedemann digs it out of the net. Low. Catches Vlietstra up high, but up able to play it was Hessel. Clark up to Laney Biedemann. She's going to set low again. Low, big swing into the block. Gets the block. Does number 10 Van Huysen. 22-15.
Great block. Just from Sophia Van Huysen, just a super block. Delaney is a great hitter, so that she has to feel good about that.
Keelan Paquette, the other setter, sets back in. Big swing by Lily Dyer there.
Lily, very good.
Gets the kill.
I love it.
Put that one down in a hurry, did Lily Dyer. Off of a great pass there by Natalie Cornell, puts it up to the setter. So Kendall Schmucker will check in here. Red Arrows lead 23-15. Shloma up. Paquette's going to have to back set back to Shloma. Off the net. Ellery Bieneman heads up play to get that ball off the tape. Dyer swings, and they're going to call four. Four contacts. They're going to say that one didn't go over. Yep. I think it's the right call. I believe, I'll probably get corrected, maybe not, but I believe this is a father-daughter reffing combination here.
Oh.
I believe so. Oh. We had them the other night, actually. So
oh, there you go. There you go.
I believe was what I was told. So
you say you have a chance to be right.
Every once in a while. Don't tell anybody in my family, though. Ellery Bieneman tips it over. Paquette's going to set up near side. Big swing by Marsman, and they're going to say that was in. Little discrepancy between the line judges whether it was in or out.
Well, that was definitely in.
That was definitely in. The far judge called it out and then covered his eyes as if don't pay attention to him. So, you know, you talk about being right. I was wrong on a line call over the weekend that Coach Drake actually called me out on. So,
wow.
Big swing by Lily Dyer. Gets another kill, does Lily?
The great thing about the Lowell volleyball team, Lily's been playing with this team for a week, and the girls have embraced her, love her energy, love her smile, and it's just what a wonderful team, what a wonderful community to be a part of.
Berger steps back to serve, checks in, 24-17. Goes right at Gunter there. Marsman's going to roll, shot it over. Clark steps right into Berger. Berger's going to push it back out to Dyer. Dyer missed contact. Oh, but there's a touch by Hessel. I think that one might have been heading long. But 25-17, Red Arrows take set number one here in the Battle of the Unbeatens in the RCA.
Yeah, so I think the serving was so tough that the Falcons had just a hard time getting their momentum, getting their setup. I was very impressed by
Lily Dyer, I'm guessing. Swings.
No. Yeah, there you go, there you go.
She had a couple big swings.
No, Harper.
Harper
had probably seven great serves, and I'd say five of them were almost unreturnable, or they just lobbed it over on the third. But did a really good job with the serving on that. And the setting, the setter, they didn't move hardly at all. The passing up to the setter was really good. And it's really easy to run an offense when everybody is passing really well like Lowell team did.
Yeah, great. I mean, really when you look, I think I try to jot down kills, and by all no means are they anywhere. But you had a good mix of where that ball went. You had I think a really good job of kind of mixing up the serves, right? We had some shorts. We pushed it
right.
A little bit more
right.
More speed, a little tempo. So nice job by the Red Arrows there on set number one to take the first one. Again, we got a couple minutes. Quick thanks to some sponsors and underwriters here of Lowell Radio, the Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, the Patrick Coffee Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance, Mercantile Bank, Rogers Neighborhood Realty, PFCU, and Dakota's Website Design. We thank those folks and all the folks, really, who have made broadcasts possible here through the years for Lowell Radio or all of the, I guess, 92.3 when it was that, and all of the things that we've had the opportunity to do. So we know folks have tuned in through the years at a lot of great events, whether it just be musical events through the district or football games, or we had some big turnouts for some volleyball during some COVID times and a lot of great events. So. So, Jack, I mean, I think we saw a great first set.
I think they established some dominance. I think they established that we've come to play. I also feel that they told Allendale, we are the stronger team. We're going to defend our house, and they're doing a great job. And the fans have been great tonight, a lot of enthusiasm, and it really is full as we look down. Again, a great example for the eighth graders that are here tonight, the seventh and eighth graders. They're learning what Lowell volleyball is, and you know these girls are fit and strong and enjoying themselves, and it's a fun time to be a part of something that not only is it locally known, but it's statewide. Lowell has a name now for the last couple of years, you know, the staff under Jordan had really put together a good program. You can tell the way they practice. When a setter doesn't, and I've had a couple daughters that have been setters, they don't have to move. You have the whole playbook available to you. You could set it to the back. You can set it to the pin. You can set it back. And the middle is undefensible because they have such good middles here, and they can pound that ball.
I tell you, you talk about ball control. I mean, you watch some teams that are, you know, if you got ball control, what an advantage you have. I mean, when you have the opportunity to run that ball
right.
anywhere you want offensively through any of your hitters or pin locations and
right. It's like being hugged as you come through the door every day because people love you, and that's what a great pass does to a setter. It's like I don't have to move in. I have everything available. And Riley's a great – she can just dump it over in the middle, and that's always open. So the whole playbook is open when you have great passing, great ball control.
Falcons will serve here, set number two. Vlietstra serves tough. Up off Laney Beeman to Berger. Ellery Beeman, big swing. Played by Hessel. Roll shot over by the Falcons. Up to Berger. Berger's going to set Ellery Beeman again. A big swing off the block this time. Cornell steps in to take it. Dyer off the block. This time out of bounds. Finally get the kill there off of a bunch of good swings.
That was awesome.
Berger will step back to serve. So unlike the first set, able to break that serve there of Vlietstra quickly. Berger. Goes at Shloma. Vlietstra is going to bump set it out here to the out to Red Arrow scramble.
Get over. No.
We're over here making it. So the Red Arrow scramble, get that ball up. Ellery goes to block it, and just a tip down there by the Falcons. I think if they hadn't touched it, I don't know if it would have made it over anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so
we'll never know, John.
We'll never know. No, the scorebook scores it one way. So. Serve there by Allendale. Berger has to get that one out of the net.
Oh!
Kill by Dyer.
Lily, great job. She had to go way back to get that. Put it right down.
So, Eveland in, Dyer out. Shadig in, Cornell will check out. Eveland will step back to serve. Pass up to Vlietstra. Vlietstra's going to set the middle there. Tools the block. Beeman steps in, gets a hand on it, but unable to get it up to everybody. So off of Van Huysen there, the middle, junior for Allendale. She'll step back to serve now. Serve, Clark, right up to Berger. Beautiful pass. Ellery Beeman, swing up the middle and out of bounds.
Ooh. No touch.
No touch.
I thought it was. But
two to three. Falcons out in front. Van Huysen back to serve. Evelyn up to Berger. Berger's going to have to dig to get that one out of net. Beeneman gets a hand on it. Ellery does. Bump set there to the near side. Gunter, Clark to Berger. Berger's in back set. Laney Beeneman tip over the top. Scramble into the net, and it falls.
Great decision by Laney. Saw the opening in the middle, and even though the Falcons got a hand on it, it quickly fell to the ground.
Smart
decision.
Smart play there as right. The ball got tight. You know, you don't find yourself in a position where you can get a good swing. Tips it over. Clark to serve. Clark pass up to Vlietstra. Vlietstra is going to bump set it right in front there by Sparks. Goes cross court. Laney Beeneman off the block there. Ball's up. Scramble there. Vlietstra's going to bump set it. Roll shot over by Sparks. Berger to Shadig. Hessel gets that ball up. Tip over from the Falcons side, and they're going to call, I believe they're going to get Marsman in the net, I think, on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so. I think so, too.
So,
just Marsman. Great, great defense. Great movement. Riley had to cover, like, 30 feet in about a second. Which is something that I can't do at this advanced age.
Could you do it at a younger age,
no,
Jack?
No, I could
okay,
not.
All right, well, okay, 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 just no, checking.
Yeah,
Clark,
be real.
Beautiful serve. Blocked there by Beeneman.
Oh,
plays it up.
Job,
and Delaney low right there to get the kill, put it down.
Wow.
Clark back to serve again, 5-3. Annalise Clark, Illinois Tech bound. Senior, talented. If you look at the record list, her name appears on a whole lot of them towards the top. So Really done a great career here in 4 years. Over on one to the Falcons, but Harper Shadig is right there to send it down. Yeah. Good kill by Harper there, 6-3.
Lowell certainly knows what to do with an overpass. They just go attack it, attack, attack, and pound it down.
Clark to serve. This time, little floater over. Step off, Leitzer right back off the block there by Bieneman and Lowe. Swing there, Clark's right able to pick it up. Berger out to Shadig. Shadig, big swing. Marsman gets a hand on it. Hessel steps in to take it. Down ball there by Vleetstra from the back row. Berger to Lowe, off the block. Marsman picks it up to Vleetstra. Back set there to Sparks. Roll shot to Clark. Berger to Lowe. This time gets the kill in the middle. 7-3. After
the good news is Delaney is only a junior, so we get to see her again next year. She's a very powerful volleyball player.
Clark back to serve again. Her fifth 5-point run here for the Red Arrows, her fifth serve in a row. Hessel steps in to take it. Marsman, real roll shot. Berger steps in to take it, but this one's going to go off the net out of bounds, and it will go other direction, 7-4. As Paquette steps in to serve here for the Falcons. The other setter. Falcons running a 6-2 tonight from the setter position there. Berger back to Bieneman. Bieneman's going to swing. Gets the kill right over top of Marsman.
Great, great hit. You know, I was going to say, I think Allendale, it might be the most scrappy team we've played this year. They get everything up. Just super defensive play.
They don't have a lot of height, but they do a great job of moving that ball. And Bieneman sends another one long. 8-4. Marsman will serve now. Evelyn up to Bieneman. Bieneman's 10-foot line is going to send it to Shadig. Shadig, big swing. Great up by Hessel. Shloma. Roll shot over there. Bieneman steps in to take it. Clark takes the second ball. Al Smith off the block. Gets the kill. Does Allison.
Super, super, super.
So Harper will step back to serve here. 9-5. Red Arrows lead. Hessel to Paquette. Paquette's going to back set there. Swing off the top of the net. Tape is Kratt, number 9, Grace Kratt. She gets the kill off the kind of off-speed rolls over the net right there. Tough ball to play there for the Red Arrows.
That's the hardest shot when something's close to the net and you're in the front row. That's a very difficult up.
Hessel serves it. Lily Dyer swings off the block. Paquette's outstretched hand gets the kill. Ten to six, Red Arrows lead here. Kendall will check in. Kendall Schmucker, the freshman, checks in to serve here. Two freshmen in right now. Kendall Schmucker and Ellery Bieneman in the front row. Hessel, pass up to Paquette. Paquette's going to bump set. Shloma, big swing, goes cross court, and they call the touch. And that will be a point for the Falcons.
Allendale just keeps on being in, hit it over. Hopefully, they're hoping that the Red Arrows make a mistake. So far, they haven't, but they certainly have done a much better job this game than the last game.
Vleetstra back to serve. Off the 1 foot, sends this one long. So both times that Vleetstra stepped back to serve, Red Arrows able to break that serve quickly, not allow her to go on a run that we saw in the first set. Berger will check in for Allison Smith. Senior for senior swap there. Berger to serve. Goes cross court. Hessel up to Vleetstra. Vleetstra going to bump set back to Shloma. Shloma gets underneath it. Sends it long. 12-7.
Another great hard serve by Riley. They just could bump it up, and it was really hard to hit from the back row.
Riley does a nice job. She serves kind of close to us on this near side and goes cross court
right at
Shloma. And great scramble by the Falcons there as Hessel's able to send it over. Ellery Bieneman swing. Play by Marsman. Leistra is going to set out. She goes cross court, does Shloma. Berger back to Lily Dyer. Dyer goes cross court from the ground. Leistra is going to back set to Marsman. Marsman swings. Clark gets a hand on it, but unable to handle it cleanly. 12-8.
I think you have to feel really good if you're Allendale tonight. They're playing really, really well.
Tessa Gunter, the sophomore, checks in. Defensive specialist here for Allendale. She sends that one into the net. 13-8. Red Arrows up by five here, halfway through the second. Red Arrows took the first set, 25-17. Leading here in the second set by five. Lily Evelyn checks in. She serves. Again, goes cross court there towards Gunter. Gunter has a hard time handling that one. Vleetzer has to run it down. Sparks sets it over. Berger to Biedemann. Oh. This time, Ellery Biedemann gets blocked there by number 10, Van Huysen. She's had a couple of those tonight, has Van Huysen. And almost, I mean, and actually the same situation. She got the block and immediately goes back to serve. In both situations, she's done
which
that.
Which is where you want your best blocker in the back row there.
And she sends it right at the official.
Yeah.
Official protects herself. So 14-9.
A little anger management might be going
might
on right there.
I don't like the call earlier or something. I don't know. Have to check on that.
Yeah.
Annalise Clark back to serve. Just over.
Yeah.
Sparks steps out to take it. Vleetzer back to Sparks. This time blocked by a combination of Lowe and Biedemann. Berger. Pushes it out to Shadig. Shadig tools the block, gets the kill.
Red Arrows. You know how hard that serve was by Annalise. The front row player, the closest one to the net, had to pass it. What a great serve.
She's dropped off a couple just over the net in the last week or so that have been really tough to play. Marsman handles that serve. Vleetstra runs it down. Sparks, and she sends it long. 16-9.
You don't always have to have power in volleyball. It's placement, placement, placement. If you can pound it down, great, but a soft lob is just as good.
Clark, after the couple of runs here already this evening, servings back to serve again. This time goes back at Marsman. Vleetstra back to Marsman. She swings it, catches Riley up high, and goes out of bounds. 16-10.
She certainly didn't lob it over that time. What a power. That almost knocked Riley down. Great shot.
Lainey Biedemann, Annalise Clark, and Lily Evelyn back in serve receive as Paquette sends it over. Clark steps up to take it. Beautiful pass up to Berger. Berger's going to set Biedemann. She goes cross court. Right on the line.
Shot.
Gets the kill. 17-10. After the kill, Lainey will step back to serve. Allison Smith will check in for the front row. Biedemann serves it. A little floater this time. Goes right at Hessel. Paquette has to backpedal. She's going to back set it over to Marsman. Marsman over. Clark plays it beautifully to Biedemann. Shadig tips it over and gets the kill. Allendale unable to get the up on that one. 18-10.
Harper has been pounding, 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 and they were all expecting that, and that little lob over the blocker, and they didn't have a chance.
Lainey will step back to serve. Floater over again, this time at Marsman. To Paquette, she's going to dump it over. Biedemann steps in to take it. Clark sets it to right side, and good swing by Allison Smith. Her second kill by Mitali on the evening.
It's great to see a senior do really great things.
Lainey back to serve here again. This is her fourth serve in a row. Goes at Marsman. Up to Paquette. Paquette's going to set the middle there. Big swing. Gets the block to Allison Smith and Delaney Lowe. Evelyn steps up to take it. Biedemann pushes it right back outside to Shadig. Shadig, big swing up over top. Gets the kill. Red Arrows out 20-10. Here in set number two, and Allendale's going to take a timeout.
John, I'm just curious. I mean, I haven't asked you this question. How do you love, or how much do you love having two daughters playing on that court all the time? That's got to just be a thrill.
It is really fun. We are very fortunate, and it's and you'll probably appreciate this back to your busy days as a parent. Just having two kids on the same schedule is like the most miraculous thing that's ever happened. Last fall we had Ellery's playing middle school volleyball. My wife was coaching it. Lainey's playing varsity. Gentry's playing.
Impossible.
The family calendar, I couldn't keep a track. I was running a taxi. So, but it's been really fun. A lot of fun to watch it. I mean, it's you know, I think you're fortunate enough to have your kids play varsity volleyball, but also play with some really great people. You know, so many of these kids, we've had the fortune to watch, whether, you know, for so many of them up through 56ers, you know, the little program when they were little kids. You know, I left the last conference match, and one of those memories popped up on my phone, and it was Ellery playing 56ers at the far-out facility. And she is about a foot and a half shorter than she is now. And it was just a cool memory to see as I left the place. Yeah. So, Laney to serve. Tips it over. Laney gets a hand on the dig. Gets it up there. Back over to the Falcons. Gleestra, big swing. And sends it long.
Oh, no touch.
No touch there.
Point red arrows.
21-10. As Laney steps back to serve it again. Liv Vanderwerf will check in. Junior will check in. 21-10. Beanman back to serve again. Little floater over. Hessel steps in. Paquette up. Step over by Sparks. Beanman gets a hand on it, but unable to get it up real high. And that ball will fall. 21-11. Marsman serves. Evelyn up to Laney Beanman. She's going to set it up to Shadig. Shadig, big swing off the block. Comes back there. Falls on the red arrow side.
Right.
21-12. Red arrow still lead by 9 here in the second set. Clark, Evelyn, and Shadig back in serve receive. Laney Beanman setting. We got Laney Lowe and Liv Vanderwerf up in the front row. Shadig steps up. Beanman's going to take it to the 10-foot line. She's going to set it back out to Shadig. Big swing off the block. Gets the kill, does Harper.
Back to the power game. Nice hit, Harper.
22-12. Shadig will step back to serve. Lily Dyer will check in for Lily Evelyn. Shadig to serve it. Marsman up to Paquette. Paquette back set there to Sparks. Shadig does a great job stepping it into Beanman. Dyer, big swing off the block. Clark right there to cover. Beanman set up the middle to low. Low swing off the block. Falls right in front of Hessel. 23-12.
I'm assuming if that went one more, they would have done a back set. Just a great opportunity for a lot of hitters out there.
Harper to serve it. Sloma to Paquette. Back set to Vleetster. Vleetster, a little tip shot over. Shadig right there, though, to Bieneman. Dyer swings, and they're not going to call anybody. They are going to get the net call. I was waiting to see if anybody was okay. They got the net call there on number 9, Grace Kratt, 24-12. Red Arrows have doubled them up here in set number 2. Shadig goes at Shloma. Hessel steps in to take it. She's going to bump set Shloma. Shloma just going to roll, shot it over. Clark to Bieneman to Lowe. Gets the kill off of Paquette. 25-12. Red Arrows take set number 2.
Great way to end it on a power hit from Delaney. That was super.
Again, while we got a second, I'm going to thank a couple more folks. Grand River Veterinary Hospital, Culver's, Enwork, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Benedict Drywall, and Green Ridge Realty. We thank those folks for sponsoring this broadcast and so many others. I always feel good. I don't know if Mr. Ekman appreciates it, but anytime in a volleyball game, I can get all the sponsors in because it's so fast-paced. I'm very thankful I can be able to get those folks in because they deserve to be recognized. So, Jack, Red Arrows taking care of business here through 2 sets.
They are doing a great job, and look at them right now in this timeout between the matches. They're excited. They have great energy. They're a little dancing going on, whereas the Falcons, they're taking this a little serious. Maybe a touch over match right now, but they certainly have a great record, so they're used to winning. They'll probably put on a great show for this third set. The Falcons feel really confident that they're going to do something special in this third set. I encourage everybody that can hear me to come out and watch this. It's so much more exciting to watch it and then hear John and I babble on about what's going on. So John, you're not talking to me now, so that hurts a little.
That's okay. No. It's so much fun to watch, and we've talked about it a couple times, and obviously appreciate you joining us on so many broadcasts this year. But it's so fun to watch and see these kids and watch them play, and you know, you talk about my kids being an opportunity to watch. You know, you get an opportunity to watch your grandkids.
Right, and, right.
For those folks tune in who maybe don't know the Jack Evelyn name, some great your athletes, your kids were tremendous athletes who put through the West Michigan program.
Right, right.
Went on and played college sports, a lot of success and a lot of things. You've watched a lot of volleyball in your life, and to watch the growth of what volleyball has become in the last 20 years or so is really, really pretty cool.
It's shocking how much better volleyball is today than when my daughters, who were got a lot of accolades, but what they're doing now, you know, and I said this before, I wonder if they make some of these teams, the real top teams. I've never seen this kind of hitting. We went to that tournament in Detroit. I know you were there. And they had that All-American from South Lions. I don't remember her name. But
Lexi Coleman, the freshman.
And she's a freshman, and she is pounding that ball harder than I've seen a lot of college matches, than a lot of college matches, top-notch. And so they're getting younger, they're getting stronger, and they're getting better, and the training is so much better. You know, I have a granddaughter that started playing when she was eight, and now she's an eighth grader, and she still has her whole high school career. And, you know, she just has better technique than my two setters that went on to college, children, than they were. One of them saw her set one time, and she went to Kentucky, and she says, I had no idea where that ball was going to go. Brielle was that good and that deceptive. And Riley has it. And Laney have it also on this. They just have a really good sense of what's going on. It's exciting to watch. And, again, I encourage everybody to come out because you will have a great time.
Yeah, it's you know, you talk about Lexi Coleman, the talented South Lion girl, Kaylin Easton, who's the setter on Mercy, both freshmen.
Right.
I just saw recently, and I'll screw this up, but I were invited to, I think, the U-17 national tryouts or team or something. So some really amazing volleyball just in Michigan. So that the Red Arrows have seen these kids play. So
yeah, and they have to play them on a weekend, week out. If they go further in the state tournament, they're going to have to come and play against these people.
So Riley Berger will step back to serve Red Arrows. We took the first point here as we chatted. Riley serves a tough serve there. Goes at Hessel. Paquette. Swing there by Marsman. Good pass up by Cornell. 10-foot line there. Dyer swings. Good up there by the Falcons. This time Marsman gets the kill. So good point there from the Falcons. Falcons will take a step back to serve. Number 10, Sophia Van Huysen will serve. Van Huysen, a couple nice blocks this evening for the Falcons. Clark, rare error there on the serve receive.
Rare.
You know, I saw a number, serve receive, the records that we have at least collected, Annalise has taken over 2,400 serve receives now in her career here.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, that's 500 more than Emma Hall and Jenna Reitzema.
Wow.
And they were, I mean, Lily Dyer with a great kill there on that one. But to put that in perspective, if folks watch the 19, 20, 21 seasons, we ran a two-person serve receive a ton with Emma and Jenna, and they took almost everything. So to understand what Annalise has done in her career is truly outstanding. So 2-2 here. Lily Evelyn checks in to serve, and just out of bounds there. Falcons couldn't get an arm on it. They tried to, and it will go back towards the Falcon side.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of Annalise. She has great form, always in the right place, just great technique.
Vlietstra, the freshman for Allendale, will serve. Goes off that 1 foot. Clark steps in. Berger runs it down. She's going to set up Shadig as she runs through. Shadig off the shoulder. Clark does a great job of taking it in. Free ball over there by Lily Evelyn. Vlietstra sends it out to Marsman. Marsman swing. And this time off of Berger's outstretched arms. 2-4. Red Arrows down here a couple.
Jen, I don't know the answer to this question. Annalise slid a little under. I thought the down judge was going to call it, and he didn't. How far are you allowed to go under the net?
I don't know this.
I don't know
that, but she was off the court, and I don't know if that matters or not.
Oh,
usually when they're right under, usually they get on that. So Berger to Beanman. Beanman goes cross court off the line. Vlietstra able to dig it. Hessel, bump set there. Swing by Sparks into the net.
And I say this with Allendale, with respect. They are getting everything up. A lot of these shots that the Red Arrows are putting down. They're digging it up. Great defense on the part of Allendale.
Annalise serves it. Gets the ace.
So the first server, was it? It was Riley. Annalise comes back with soft serve, and they just didn't move their feet close enough because they were used to the barrage from Riley with her strength.
4-4 here. Clark serves it. Taken by Sparks. Leads her back to Sparks. She tips it over. Bieneman steps in to take it. Berger to Lowe. Lowe sends it long. 4-5. Annalise is also number two in aces. When you talk about aces for the Red Arrows historically, behind, I believe, Sophie there. Sophie Powell, talented junior. Bieneman, big swing by Laney Bieneman. Picked up there. Goes under the net due to Allendale. And I think, and I'm just guessing, right. Jordan will probably correct me on this, but you know, she was under the net, in the court, not so much over towards the post.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Well, he made the call right away, so.
Laney to serve. Big swing there,
nice
by Shloma. Bits the block, does Allison Smith. 6-5. Laney Bieneman back to serve. Front row, Allison Smith, Harper Shadig, and Delaney Lowe. Velistra is going to set up the middle. Big swing by number 9, Gracie Kratt. Grace Kratt there. She gets the kill, 6-6. The Falcons getting off to a good start here in set number 3.
Yeah.
Hassel back to serve the libero. Beautiful pass by Eveland up to Bieneman. Shadig swing. Played by Marsman. Velistra has to step in. Going to get tight to the net, but Allison Smith and Delaney Lowe there to protect the net.
Yep.
Ball goes down 7-6.
She owned that on that one. Did not allow it to come to this side.
Harper back to serve. Tough serve there. Hassel gets it up to Vleetster. Vleetster's going to set up the middle. Van Huysen tips it over. Bieneman has to run it down. Lily Dyer, swing. Gets it kill off of number 4 there, Sparks. 8-6.
It's like a golf game, like a little chip up to the green. They were just calm and not overreacting and just put it right on the center.
Shadig into the net.
And as I say that, then she hits in the net. Wow. I maybe keep my mouth shut a little
more. Nah, it's all right. So Paquette back to serve here. Again, the other setter here for the Falcons. Clark, pass up to Bieneman. Bieneman's going to push it back out to Dyer. Dyer swings on the outside, gets the kill, goes across her body. 9-7. The freshman, Kendall Schmucker, will check in. Gets the serve call from the bench. Serves it. Off the tape. Hessel does a great job of running it down. Lily Dyer right there to play it. Tips it back down at Paquette. Falls 10-7. Red Arrows out.
Avery Bros. Was that how you pronounced that?
Yes.
She's been doing a fabulous job of the serve receive. She is all over the court. She's just outstanding.
Schmucker serves it. Another tough serve by Kendall. Paquette. Swing by Van. Yeah, Van Hessen there. Van Huysen. So 10-8.
I'm sorry. Here's a correction. It's Kenzie Hessel that is just doing a fabulous job. And I'm sure Avery is also doing a fabulous job, but Kendall.
Not as good. Okay. All right.
I don't know how good.
We'll see.
I just, number 8, so that's standing.
No, they've done a great job. Yeah. She's done a fantastic job from that libero position. Allison Smith, swing there, picked up by the Falcons. Swing there by Marsman. She gets the kill.
They have come to play for this third set.
If the Red Arrows thought the Falcons were going to roll over, they are mistaken. The Falcons hanging tight here as the Red Arrows lead 10-9. Serve, Dyer. Clark has to run it down. Al Smith swings. Goes off the block. Played by Hessel. Paquette to Van Huysen, and she finds the corner there. Finds the opening. 10-10. Number 6, Tessa Gunter back to serve. sophomore. They got one freshman, Van Vliet, and Gunter, the sophomore. Everybody else, junior, senior. Beaneman pushes it out to Dyer. Dyer off the 10-foot line into the net. 10-11. Error there on the hit. Gunter back to serve.
Great thing about high school sports, you really can make a comeback and feel good about yourself. You see a lot of smiles on the Allendale side right now.
Cornell up to Laney Beaneman. She's going to set up Ellery Beaneman's swing. Blocked. Beaneman back. She's going to push it out to Dyer. Dyer tips it up over. Paquette gets it up. Leistra steps in to set it. Marsman, big swing. Ellery Beaneman with the block. Played by Paquette. Hessel bumps that to Vleetster. Vleetster swing. Cornell able to pick it up. Laney runs it down. Dyer tools the block. Gets the kill.
Great, great play. Great confidence. Great setting. And a kill by Lily was awesome at the end.
Berger will check in. Allison Smith will check out. Riley headed to Southern Wesleyan. Plays volleyball after a tremendous high school career here for the Red Arrows. Paquette bumps that. Marsman's going to set it over, and she sends it out of bounds. Cornell makes a great read. Was there where to play it, but sliding on her knees.
Yeah.
Makes a great read on that ball. 12-11. Dyer, Beaneman, and Beaneman in the front row. Hessel. She got bump back, bumps it. Tough play there. Marsman tips it over, goes right up over top. Smart play by Marsman. 12-12. Van Huysen already rotated back to serve again. Gone through the rotation pretty quick here. Tied at 12s. Clark to Berger. She's going to run the slide. Ellery Beaneman, big swing into the block. Hung on the net there. Ellery was right there to play it. Clark back bump set there to Dyer. They're going to call touch. Ellery plays it over. Vleestra back set to Paquette. Paquette to the near side. Marsman
out.
And out of bounds.
They had a good block set up, so she had to go wide, and the ball was just a little bit out. But great, great defense on the part of blocking defense on the part of Lowell. They did a great job.
Good play, actually, by Marsman there to try to go line, I think, in that situation.
Right.
Yeah, mixing it up. She's gone cross-court a few times. So Evelyn to serve. Up to Paquette. Vleeser's going to tip it over. We're up to Beaneman swing. Ellery Beaneman gets the kill.
There you go.
14-12.
Worked that middle.
Little Evelyn serving. 14-12 here. Gunter, Hessel's going to take it out off the past the back line there. Free ball over by Marsman to Berger. Berger's going to set up Ellery Beaneman in the middle this time, right to Hessel.
Oh, my goodness.
Beaneman, Ellery, or Laney Beaneman, and Marsman up at the joust. Laney wins it. Marsman gets called for the lift on the other side. 15-12. Red Arrows finally putting together a little something here behind the serving of Lily Evelyn. Hessel up to Paquette. Swing there by Marsman. Great pass by Clark. Runs to Ellery Beaneman. She tips it over. A little miss hit. Picked up by the Falcons. Scramble there. Free ball over from Falcons. Berger back to Laney Beaneman. Beaneman goes cross court. Off the outstretched arm. Falcons going to scramble. Marsman.
Oh,
just goes off the touched hands there of Annalise Clark. 15-13.
Allendale says, not so fast. We're still in it. Great play. Great defense by both teams, actually.
Red Arrows able to put together a little bit of a run. Vleetstra off the 1 foot. Up to Evelyn. Berger. She's going to set up Shadig. Shadig gets blocked there. Clark right there to pick the cover. Evelyn, beautiful set there. Gunter, good pass up to the net. Ellery Beaneman right there. Clark able to run that one down. Berger. Berger's going to dump it. Gets him
job,
on the heels.
Riley. Great job, Riley.
16-13.
Better job, Annalisa. She ran as fast as she could to the sideline, and she landed almost on the bench, and she was back in play. Great reaction.
All the Falcons caught on their heels as Berger sends it over. Clark back to serve. Little floater. Gunter steps in to take it up to Vleetster. Vleetster's going to backset it. Marsman swings. And off the block, unable to get the dig, are the Red Arrows. 16-14. It's Serve receive. We've got Marsman serving it. Bieneman, Clark, and Evelyn. Beautiful pass up by Clark. Back set to Bieneman. Bieneman swing. Gets the block. Tools the block. Right into the official. Red Arrows get the point. 17-14. Allison Smith will check in. Red Arrows pulling away by three. Laney Bieneman back to serve. The junior serves. Goes at Marsman. Marsman up to Vlietzer. Vlietzer's going to send it out to Shloma. Shloma goes cross court. Evelyn gets that up. Clark steps in to take that ball. Shadig way off the net. Good job sending it over. Hessel. Shloma. Beautiful job again by Clark. Bieneman has to dig it out of the net. And they're going to call. Good job by Laney to get that one out of the net. But they're going to call, I think, what? I'm not sure. Who.
Nine in the net, maybe?
Nine in the net. Nine or 13. I wasn't sure who was. They were both up there. Kind of licking their chops, hoping to get a swing at that ball as it went over the net, but it didn't make it. So Bieneman serves it. Vlietstra sets up Sparks. Sparks goes cross and long.
I know Allendale has gone four for every single squad. I know the Red Arrows are trying to break that streak tonight and try to beat them in three instead of four like the other teams in the league.
Bieneman serves again. Marsman up to Vlietstra. Vlietstra's going to set it up. Shloma cross court. Evelyn, beautiful dig up. Laney Bieneman sets it. Swing by Shadig. Vlietstra is going to step up, take that first ball to Hassel. Back row attack there by Marsman. Bieneman to low. Low hangs and just tips it over and gets the kill as it runs into the ref stand.
Three really good plays right there. I think they were all seniors, too, that did that. No, Delaney's a junior, but the dig, the set was outstanding, and the hang time by Delaney was just awesome. Great job all the way around, and looks like they called a timeout, eh?
So Red Arrows lead 20-14 here in set number three. They lead 2-0 in this showdown of unbeatens in the RCA, the River City Alliance Conference. Red Arrows have a couple matches left here. They got Greenville and Sparta. I believe Sparta will be senior night, I believe. And so right around the corner as we get into we're right in the meat of the season right now. The Red Arrows will travel this weekend to Jenison to a tremendous tournament over in Jenison. Teams there, Jenison's the number 5 ranked team in D1. Junior Rapids Christian's number 2 ranked team in D2. Grand Haven's number 10 in D1. Forest Hills Northern's number 8. Hudsonville's an honorable mention, and Holland Christian's the third ranked team in Division II. So really great tournament over there. That's just half the teams that are there for that. So Allendale gets the kill there on that ball by the middle. Break serve there, so 20-15 as Hessel steps back to serve. The libero for the Falcons. Bieneman's going to set up to Shady. Shady, big swing from the outside. Tools the block, gets the kill.
Arbor's doing a great job tonight.
She's got at least 8 or 9 kills. I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure I zoned out and didn't get some of them tallied down there. So great job by the Red Arrows, really across the board on some swings as I look at kind of the numbers I had jotted down. Tough serve by Harper. Swing there by Sparks, and she's going to send it long as she gets under it. 22-15.
Even with a tough serve like that, Allendale popped it right up to the center, and that was really good play on their part.
As I tallied it, I think we got four girls that have over 5 kills tonight, which is good spreading around the ball. I'm sure there's some double digits in there also. Shloma gets off the block, gets the kill for the Falcons, 22-16. Falcons not going away after the Red Arrows put together a little bit of a run. Cornell checks in. So Cornell, Clark, and Dyer back in serve receive. Delaney Lowe, Laney Bieneman, and Allison Smith up at the net there. Bieneman's going to set it up to Dyer. Dyer, big swing, dug there by Hessel. This time Shloma gets the swing, goes off the block as she goes down the line off Allison Smith. 23-17. Paquette back to serve. Clark. Up to Bieneman. Bieneman's going to set it up in the middle. Tip over by Delaney Lowe. Played by Paquette. Vlietstra, big swing. Off the arms. Dyer diving. Dyer. Lowe gets it up. Tip over there. Bieneman steps in to take up. And up to Dyer. Dyer's going to tip it over. And gets the kill. 23-17.
Right. It is. Yeah, the tip didn't work on Lowell's side. Great defense, great laying out your body to get that ball up, and then great tip by Lilly when there was no one there.
23-17, Kendall Schmucker in to serve. Serves it over, goes at Hessel. Up to Paquette. Paquette's going to set it up the middle to Van Huysen. Ellery digs it up off the block. Free ball over by Schmucker. Dyer right there, and Dyer into the net as she was ready to take a good swing at that ball.
Her eyes were big saucers, ready to go, pound that ball, but just got a little of the net going down on her foul through.
There's a level of anticipation there, right? That's Christmas morning for those hitters in the front row.
Right.
Got to time it right. So Clark up to Laney. Laney's going to push it out to Dyer. Dyer, big swing, gets it in. 24-18. So Berger will check in on game point here, 24-18. Ball is up. Berger swings it and gets the ace.
Great way to end the
25-18.
Wow. Great. Great all the way around.
So Red Arrows take care of business here, 25-17, 25-12, and 23-18. The Red Arrows take sole possession of the lead here in the RCA after that big convincing win.
As the four coaches came across the floor, they were all smiling like they knew this was a big, big match against the second team in the conference, and they sent a message that we're here to try to win that championship this year in the league. So that's awesome.
Red Arrows do a great job taking care of business here on middle school night. Great showing here from the fans and the middle school folks. So, Jack, Red Arrows take care of business.
Yes, they did.
Put themselves in the position they want to be in here as we have a couple more matches in the conference. But like I mentioned, this weekend they travel to Jenison. If folks are able to get out and attend some volleyball, check out some things, watch the Red Arrows in action, it's a great opportunity. So for Al Ekman, for Jack Evelyn, I'm John Bieneman. Thanks for joining us tonight. Jack, thanks for being here again.
Hey.
We appreciate it. And go Red Arrows.
Go Red Arrows.